The mask shown here was worn for masked dance performances, which have a long tradition on the Indonesian island of Java. The mask dance theatre was of popular origin. Only in the 19th century did it begin to be performed at the courts of the sultans, where it was gradually refined. While this tradition is in danger of dying out in many areas, it is once again being cultivated in eastern Java.
The characters represented in the play can be identified by the motions and costumes of the dancers, but also by their masks. Noble characters always have light faces, fine noses, half-closed eyelids, and a small, closed mouth. This picture of nobility is rounded off by precious ornaments and elegant, controlled movement by the dancer. On the other side are the bad guys, giants, demons, and other villains. They wear dark, mostly reddish masks and have rude noses, bulging eyes, bushy beards, and large open mouths. The image of crudeness is heightened by the clumsy, boisterous way in which they dance. Nevertheless, there are signs of distinction among demons and villains. The intricate headdress of the mask in front of you points to the high status of the character it represents.
The performances are accompanied by gamelan music. The dancers are unable to sing or speak while wearing the masks. Instead, the conductor of the performance lends his voice to all the characters, as well as directs the orchestra. He gives each dancer a different, distinctive voice and volume.